Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Kriyas HaTorah B'Moadim, again based on the Yortzeit Drasha of Harav Soloveitchik, published in the Sefer Shiurim L'Zecher Avi Mori. And we are now in Os Gimel. We saw some big yesodos, and now we will continue b'si'ata d'shmaya. In the Gzeres HaKosov of Vaydaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, there are apparently two kiyumim in this kriya. We know that the mitzvah of Simcha and Yontiv includes not only achilas basar, v'shtiyas yayin, v'levishas begadim miyuchadim, like we see in the Brais and Pesachim and Daf Kuftes Amud Aleph, it also includes Talmud Torah and Tefillah. There's a Machlokas Tanaim about Asiyas Yomtiv. Is it Kulo Lachem or Kulo Lashem? That's one option. Either all for you or all for Hashem. Or is it half for you and half for Hashem? Chetzi Olachem v'chetzi Olashem. Pesachim Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis Tanya. Eliezer Omer, Ein la'adam b'yamtov, ela o ochel v'shose, o yoshev v'shone. So all you have on yantiv is either you're eating and drinking, or you are sitting and learning. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Chalkeo chetzi la'achil v'shtia v'chetzi la'beis medrash. Make it 50-50. Half for eating and drinking and half for the beis medrash. Now both according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to Rabbi Yehoshua, there's a special kiyum of Talmud Torah on Yontiv based on the Gzeres HaKosuv of V'chagosem Oso Chag L'Hashem. The Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yehoshua, and he writes in the second, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yontiv and Halacha Yotes, Af al pi she'achila v'shtia b'modos b'chlal mitzvah sasei, lo yihye ochel v'shose kol hayom kulo. Elakacha hi hadas. Baboker, mashkimim kol ha'am levate knesios, ulevate midrashos, umispalalin, vikorim batora, beinyan hayom, vichozim levatehem, veochlim beholtim levate, beholchim levate midrashos, korim bishonim at chatzi hayom. I don't know how this stems with the cholamoy trips, but we'll assume that people do this, that they get up in the morning, and they go early to shul, mashkim in kolam lebate knesses about the midrashas. They daven, they read the Torah b'inyan hayom. They read that day's, which we learn from Vaydaber Moshe Smoadei Hashem. You read the inyan of the yom, a kriya pertaining to the theme of that day. And then they go home, and they eat. Then they go back to the Beis Medrash and they learn until midday, and then they go in there, then they go to Six Flags at Chatzi Hayom. Perish Dvarav, that the Kriya B'Torah is part and parcel of Kiyum Mitzvah Simcha, because the act of Simcha is expressed through eating and drinking on one hand and learning Torah on the other. However, it would appear that the chashivus of Talmud Torah on Chag and Moed is not limited to Kiyum Mitzvah Simchas HaRegel. It is much more all-encompassing, because Be'emes, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yehoshua were not arguing only of Mitzvah Simcha, they were arguing about the general Kiyum of Shvisa on Yomtiv. This Shvisa, this resting on Yomtiv, is a Mitzvah Seseh Sheyesh Ba Maisa V'Kiyum Karma, like other Mitzvah Seseh Sheyesh Torah. But what is this active Maisa that one does through which he is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shvisa? So B'Muskel Rishon, it means doing nothing. By the way, the Rambam here has said before about the Cholamoid trips. So this would include Cholamoid, but also it includes, obviously, Yomtiv. Then there's no trips at all. Right, so the when they finished Chatzi Hayom, they're only going to Six Flags in Cholamoid, but not on Yontif. On Yontif afterwards, they go home for their shluf. They can eat more, but not Chatz V'Shalom to travel on Yontif. Anyway, so in Pashtus, there's a mitzvah of Shvisa on Yontif. And that is done, that is accomplished when one is Sheva al Taisa, when he doesn't do Malacha. However, the truth of the matter is that there's also a positive dimension, and about which Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued the Sugyan Beitza, Tesvav Amid Beis, doesn't relate to the mitzvah of Samachta v'chagecha. Rather, a different pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer Latame, Damar, Simchas Yamtiv Rishus, Desani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Lo Ladim B'Yamtiv, Ela Ochel B'Shosa Shevishone. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkei L'Shnaim, B'Shneim Rekrecha Darshu, Kosev Echad Omer Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. Kosev Echad Omer Atzeres T'yelachem. Haketzen, how does that work? So they're learning, the machlok is here, whether it's Kula Lachem or Kula Lachem on one hand, or split it 50-50 like Rabbi Yeshua holds on the other, is all from two psukim of, on one hand the Atzeres is to Hashem, it's holidays to Hashem, the other hand the Atzeres is for you. So we have to miyashe between the psukim, Ayin Shem and Beitza, Tesvav Amid Beis. So their machlokas is connected primarily to the mitzvahs Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, that you, one should rest and he should devote his time to Hashem. And the machlokes is rooted in one question: how can we practically fulfill this pasuk of having this holy day to Hashem, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha? What does one do? And not only that, in the Yerushalmi and Shabbos Perek Tesvav Alacha Gimel Tzmashma, that their machlokes is chal also on Shabbosos, even though mitzvah Simcha is not noheg on Shabbosos. The Rambam says, so it's not dafka din and simcha, it's a din in the holy day. How does one treat this holy day? Chetzi alechem and chetzi l'Hashem on one hand, or kula alechem or kula l'Hashem on the other. It's a din in kiyum hayom, kiyum b'kray kodesh, kiyum atzeres l'Hashem elokecha. The Rambam writes in the 30th parak of Luchos Shabbos, achilas basar shtiyas ayin b'shanas, Shabbos oneg kulo, v'asu l'kbo asu dal ayin b'shabbos yom tov m'shas beis medrash, v'spal odin b'shabbos shachar v'su musuf v'asu beit ek v'es kinesis, v'yav l'veso v'yisod su d'shniya v'yelech l'beis medrash yikav v'yishna adam mincha. So, you eat meat, you drink wine on Shabbos, it's oneg Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be kovei asu dal ayin and Shabbos and yomtiv when people are sitting in the beis medrash learning, when there's zman beis medrash. And a person should daven Shabbos, Shachris, and Musaf, and Shul, and then come home and have a second Su'uda. And then after the Su'uda, go back to Shul, go back to the Beis Medrash, and learn until Mincha, Halavai, Halavai. So, you could say that Kibud and Oneg are equated to Simcha, and then therefore there's the same Seder on Shabbos, but that doesn't appear to be the correct Pshat. You see that there's a Kiyum Miyuchad of Talmud Torah on Shabbos, like there is on Yontif. Because Talmud, learning Torah, is an expression of the mitzvah Shvisa, of this Mikrai Kodesh. Just like there's a mitzvah of Shvisa on Shabbos, and that's expressed by learning Torah, that's the correct way we express our rest from physical actions by sitting and knocking away and learning. So to Anyantif, the way we, the Kedushas Hayom, is expressed is with Talmud Torah. Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. Now, on every holy day, the Kedusha is mechayiv the day with one fundamental mitzvah, that the kiyum of this mitzvah symbolizes and expresses the whole inyan of Kedushas Hayom and the special nature of the day. On Shabbos, it's a Yom Shabbos and Yom Menucha, Kmo Shanarim Shabbosos L'Menucha, Yom Tif, it's Shabbos, and obviously we rest from work, and also Simcha. And the Etzem Kedusha is given for Simcha and for Shabbos, and like we say in Tefillah, Moadim Lissa Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim Lissa Son. But we can add a comment that there are a lot of mitzvahs that come from Kedushas Hayom. L'mashal, mitzvahs Lulav and Sukkah and Sukkis, Achilas Matzah Mor and Sibritzis Mitzrayim on Pesach. However, these mitzvahs are Chal on the Gavra, and their Chova and their Kiyum is limited to the person doing them. And when I take a lulav, I'm a kaima mitzvah esem in a Torah. However, the shvisa on Shabbos and the simcha on yomtiv are not just chovos gavra and the kiyum of the gavra, that if a person rested and was happy, he's a kaima mitzvah esem, and if he did malacha, he's mevatel the mitzvah esem, besides the lav and the malacha. But rather, it's a kiyum be'etzem ayom of kedushaso. Aidei shvisa b'shabbos v'simcha b'shvisa b'yamtiv. mitgashemet kedushat hayom, v'hayom atzmo mitkadesh. That's how you sanctify the day. That's how you make the day holy. When you learn Torah, you made the day holy. And therefore it would appear that every place that the mitzvah of the day has to be fulfilled, in other words, l'mashal Shabbos, ayidei shvisa shel menucha, Yom Tov ayidei shvisa shel menucha v'simcha, Talmud Torah is the pe'ula ha-migashemet. Talmud Torah is the pe'ula, the actual concrete pe'ula that actualizes and brings to life this simcha and the kedusha of the day. Talmud Torah is the means of the kiyum kedusha sayom. Kedavar ha-motzii le'or et kedushat hayom ve'meseyeh le'adam le'kayem ota. Lo rak al yedei shev ve'al ta'aseh be'bitul melacha. Ela gam be'kiyum ve'aseh. Al yedei pe'ula ma'asit. It's a kiyum ma'asit. It's a concrete pe'ula. And this is included in the Lashon HaKosef Mikrei Kodesh. Ramban. Vayikra chav gimel beis v'tam Mikrei Kodesh. Shiu b'yom hazeh kulam kruim v'nesafim l'kadesh ha'yisoy. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael li'kovitz b'veis ha'elokim b'yom moed l'kadesh ha'yom b'frayasiya b'tfila v'halel l'kel. V'nei Mikrei Kodesh milashen kruei ha'ida. So this Mikrei Kodesh is, it's called holy because we have to get into shul and praise Hashem. Daven, praise, gather together in the house of God. Even the word moed means to meet. So the words Mikra Kodesh establish the Kedushas Hayom and the Isser Malacha, and they have another meaning as well. Asefa l'Torah l'Tfila. Gathering for Torah and Tefillah, so it's mefurish that through Torah and Tefillah we're mekayim the mitzvah esei of Shvisas Yom Tov, and also Shabbos. So when we read the Torah, we're mekayim the mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah to read the Torah, but you have to read Me'inyan Shel Yom. But there's also a kiyum of Shvisa and Simcha. That's part and parcel of Simcha Yom Tov, as we proved, as the Ramban says, getting together, and that's the Mikra Kodesh, that's the Kedusha Sayom, getting together in Shul and davening and learning. That's the Seder Ayom and Yom Tov and Shabbos, eating on one hand and davening and learning on the other. That's that Seres L'Hashem Elokecha. That's the V'chagosim Oso Chag L'Hashem. That's a kiyum of Kedusha Sayom. So yes, there's a din of the Gavra to be Sameach. And in addition, there's also a mitzvah on the Yom. You have to sanctify the day. How do you sanctify the day? By learning. Tainis chof yedbeiz amed beiz. Amr of chi amr of yirmi bar abba amr akra kitshu tsom kiru atzara isu zakenim. Katzeres maaseres asur basiyas malacha. Af tainis asur basiyas malacha. So the pasuk shtel tzu between Tzom and Atzeres, just like Atzeres, the Yantav is Aser b'malacha, so to Atainis is Aser b'malacha. Says the Gemara, Yima Atzeres me'orta, Af Tainis nami me'orta. So maybe just like Atzeres starts at night, so to the Tainis starts at night. So the Gemara says, no, I heard, Reb Zera says, I heard from Reb Yirmiya bar Abba, says, Isu Zakenim is like Asefa Zakenim. Just like Asefa Zakenim is Bayom, so too, Tzom is Bayom. When do the Zakenim gather? When is their din? Din is only during the day. So too, the Tzom is during the day. So at first glance, Sugi doesn't make sense. If you're learning Isser Melacha from Tainis, from Atzeres, there's no difference between day and night. So how are you mechalek? How do you make a hekesh lemechza? And say, no, it's melach is only us during the day. So therefore it would appear that in the Kiyum Mikra Kodesh there's also a Chovas Esek HaTorah and Tefillah. And through this we're Mekayim Atzeres L'Shem Elokecha. And we have to be Mechadesh one thing, that Chovas HaIsr Shel Melacha B'Tor Aseh V'lo B'Tor Lav is rooted in the Kiyum Mitzvah Atzeres L'Shem Elokecha or Mikra Kodesh that relates to the Esek B'Torah V'Tefillah. We're switching around the accepted order. Simply speaking, we would say, "L'chadchila malacha z'aser," and this iser causes the appearance of the chova of kiyum atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha through Talmud Torah. But the opposite is the truth. Our obligation to call the day a Mikra Kodesh for Esek, Torah v'Tefillah, that this is a day dedicated to Torah and Tefillah, that's where it begins. And that obligation asers the day b'melacha. V'aseh, the Yisr Lav is in Shaykh, that's another parasha, but the Aseh, to rest, and therefore if one doesn't rest and he does melacha, he's over on the Aseh, that comes from the Din Talmud Torah. And so to Anatinus, what asers b'melacha is the gathering of the zakenim. Yeshivas beizdin lefakech al atzedek v'levdok averot chamas v'geza. That the zakenim sit to oversee justice, to check averos of chamas and geza. Are people being righteous? In other words, cheshban hanefesh u'pulas hatshuva. That's what the Rambam writes. B'chol yom tainis, etc. Beisim v'azakenim yoshvim v'sekenesis u'botkim amayse anshi ha'ir, etc. Mesirin ha'mechsholos, etc. U'mashirin v'dorshim v'chokon ha'balei chomas v'averos ha'mafrishin osam. It helps that Soloveitchik knew the Rambam Baal Peh from the time he was a very young man, so he can always take out a Rambam whenever he needed one. So you see in this Rambam, in Hilchos Taniyos, that's the job of the Beis Din on the fast, to check and see everyone's beseder, everyone's being honest. And therefore the Sigis Koveya, that the Isser Melacha is not knowing at night, only during the day. Because this Isser of Melacha on the Tainis is not an independent Isser, it comes from the Chovas HaTshuva. And the Chovas HaTshuva is only by day. However, Chovas Mikra Kodesh is day and night, and therefore Malach is Aser and Atzeres in both. So this all explains beautifully this Shavis and Mikra Kodesh. It explains Shabbos and Yontif. But we still have to figure out how Tainis, Chanukah, Purim, and Ma'amados, they're also in the Mishnah, how they fit into this scheme. Mishnah also talks about the same Mishnah that talks about the readings on Shabbos and Yontif, talks about the readings on the other days as well. Chanukah, Purim, Ma'amados. So Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, I hope that in the next year we're going to be able to continue and see more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. That Dvarim Hayu Nifloi Mamish Baruch Hashem. Big Yisodos in both Halacha and Avodas Hashem. We should be zeuch a little more to the lamb, a lishma of last, the kaim is called every salmon to rasa via havo. Amen, vi amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.